AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says about half the people eligible are fully vaccinated, but two-thirds of the nation's counties report less than 40% of their citizens vaccinated. She says the areas hit the hardest by the Delta variant surge are counties, cities, and towns with low vaccination rates.
Areas with limited vaccine coverage are allowing for the emergence and rapid spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant. CDC has released estimates of variants across the country and predicted the Delta variant now represents 83% of sequenced cases.
A recurring clash between the government's top infectious disease doctor and a senator erupts again on Capitol Hill, with each accusing the other of lying. Dr. Anthony Fauci angrily confronting Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky in testimony before the Senate committee. Fauci rejecting Paul's insinuation that the U.S. helped to fund research at a Chinese lab that could have sparked the COVID-19 outbreak.
Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
In Texas earlier this morning.
Touchdown. Welcome back, New Shepard's first human crew.
Amazon founder, billionaire Jeff Bezos, his brother, an 18-year-old, and 82-year-old Wally Funk, one of 13 female pilots who went through the same test as NASA's all-male astronaut corps in the early 60s but never made it into space, were on board for a short flight of 10 minutes or so. An ecstatic Bezos after landing.
Blue controlled Bezos, best day ever.
On Wall Street, the Dow continues to rally from yesterday's big losses, now up more than 560 points. The NASDAQ also up more than 1% at 189 points. And the S&P is up 1.5%. This is AP News. A $26 billion settlement is in the works between three drug distribution companies and Johnson & Johnson in regards to the thousands of lawsuits filed in the opioid crisis.
And thousands of lawsuits across the country, state and local governments, have accused drug distribution companies of sending drugs to where they're not needed, not flagging suspicious orders. The money in this settlement would be divided among the states based on their population and also the severity of drug crisis.
AP correspondent Jeff Mulvihill reports it will be several months before all the different aspects of the cases can be worked out. Home construction was up 6.3% last month, another swing in a volatile year. Building permit applications dropped 5%, leading some economists to predict that the surge in home building and sales over the last year may begin to slow, especially for single-family homes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.